In this edition of Dear ASA, tertiary vacation bidding closes tomorrow. United announces voluntary furlough, early out and voluntary crossover, and the new voluntary furlough. Expedited mediation update 12. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Have you filled out your postcard yet? If not, do so today. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2011, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Ian Compel reporting. Tertiary vacation closes tomorrow. Tertiary Phase 3 vacation bidding for 2012 will close tomorrow, December 7th at 0830 local domicile time. Bids will be posted by 0830 local domicile time on December 11th. Our website has our annual vacation bidding article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. United announces voluntary furlough. As a result of United's continuing overage of flight attendants, the company announced its decision to begin a new voluntary furlough period of 12 months for 2,100 flight attendants, effective March 2, 2012, ending on March 1, 2013. Additionally, there will be an option for a partnership program bid for a three-month period for the March through May schedule months. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. Those flight attendants currently on vacation furlough who wish to be awarded a new voluntary furlough must submit a bid to be eligible to participate. Voluntary furloughs will be awarded in system seniority order. Flight attendants awarded voluntary furlough will continue to receive contractual benefits as outlined in Section 21A of our contract, including seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as online past travel benefits. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the March 2012 voluntary furlough information packet and read it carefully. Bidding for voluntary furlough and partnership opened this morning, December 6, 2011 at 0800 Central Time. Voluntary furlough bids will close on January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Time with awards to be posted no later than 1700 Central Time on January 9, 2012. Bidding for partnership flying will close on January 12, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards to be posted by 1700 Central Time that same day if domicile need and cost effectiveness of the partnership program is in the aggregate warrants. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary furlough, we encourage you to do so. For more information about the voluntary furlough or the partnership program, please see our website at http://www.unitedafa.org/schedule/furlough. Early out and voluntary crossover and the new voluntary furlough. At the fall 2011 MEC meeting, several voluntary programs were discussed that would reduce the current overage of flight attendants in a manner that will benefit the majority of flight attendants, including voluntary furlough, partnership, and an early out option combined with a voluntary crossover option. Our negotiating committee and your local leaders are committed to a successful conclusion of the expedited mediation process with an agreement that protects jobs today and our careers in the future. Flight attendants and management know only such an agreement will pass a membership vote. The United Master Executive Council unanimously adopted a resolution on early out and a voluntary crossover option as part of expedited mediation. This resolution and more information about the expedited mediation can be found on our website or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network FAN newsletter. Expedited Mediation Update 12. With 30 days to go before the end of the expedited mediation, nearly all of the major issues except compensation and expenses have been brought to the negotiating table. During last week's session, no tentative agreements on any complete major issue were agreed upon. As is typical in a negotiation, we expect that tentative agreements on the major issues will occur in the final session. However, we have closed the issue of jetway trades, which is one component of the schedule. Trading major issue in a tentative agreement, management has also withdrawn their major issue regarding reduction in personnel. Remember, as with all tentative agreements, nothing is final until all of the issues on the table have tentatively been agreed. Our negotiations committee is continuing their follow-up work in Chicago this week, as well as preparing for the next session. At the direction of the mediator, the parties will reconvene mid-month in Houston. The entire purpose of these negotiations is to achieve meaningful improvements for United flight attendants, for you. There is only one negotiating committee at the table fighting for your priorities. One negotiating committee who listed hourly rates of pay, Section 5A, as one of their major issues. If you need a pay raise, stand behind the negotiating committee fighting for your interests at the table. We will not see the pay raise we want in our new contract just by asking. Support your own interests and stand behind our AFA negotiating committee. Your involvement is key. Display your solidarity now by submitting an electronic postcard to Mr. Swazik expressing that you stand behind our negotiating committee, the top priorities on the negotiating table, and you want to move one step closer to completing this measure. Taking actions such as filling out this postcard, wearing your AFA pin, and tying a gold ribbon on your suitcase are powerful ways you can demonstrate your commitment to your flying partners and management that we are dedicated to achieving contract improvements and expedited mediation. Our power as a union is in our numbers. Our collective action has a direct correlation to our future. Encourage your flying partners to participate as well. For more information regarding the expedited mediation process, can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network fan newsletter on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.